Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour number one continues to roll along here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sabres are in action. Their third preseason game of six. They're 2-0. Consta Hellenius, by the way, getting a third straight game. He's looked very
I'm
nice.
I'm starting to think it's something to pay attention to, and I will put more attention on that when I have to host in place of Brian Koziel tonight.
Yeah, so you're going to be hanging out here. So you're going to leave at noon, come back at like 6:30-ish, 6-ish, and get right back on.
No, I'm coming back earlier than that. I've got homework to do.
You got homework to do.
It is
effectively the Sabres Americans that's tonight going.
Yeah, it looks like the roster's a lot of the bottom six or middle six of the Sabres. Power, Kesselring, and Rochester.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's preseason. Those rosters are going to happen. Do I get the good graces of seeing Darlene Tage and while working the shift? No.
No.
And that's just the straw I draw.
It is preseason. It is somewhat expected.
I'm absolutely going to heckle Brian about that. But you know what?
He's at the Ryder Cup, man. He's enjoying himself.
I did also agree to this. So yeah. It is my fault.
He's at the Ryder Cup. I'm very excited for that to start up. That should be a lot of fun down at Bethpage back, which is in Lower New York. So that should be fun.
Speaking of fun, I do love the opportunity to like have hopefully an easy day with the Bills and Saints, and then we get to watch which one of those teams goes to 1-3. That's also fun between the Ravens and the Chiefs.
I have hated this. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. I have like had this weird feeling for the early part of the season that I'm looking forward more to hate watching certain games than I am watching a Bills game. And like I guess that's somewhat,
welcome to the current climate.
Yeah, I guess it's somewhat of the you're a good team. You're sort of expected to win. Like you are going to be schedule watching and
your hated
standing.
Rivals are outside the division.
Yeah, and so like that, like it was the same with Eagles Chiefs. Like I was really pumped for that game and was just all right. Let's hurry this up. I want to go watch Eagles Chiefs. It's going to be the same thing where I just hope this is 35-7. Move on. No one really has any big takes, and we all get to 425. Ravens, Chiefs, or if you're a psycho, Rams, Colts, because the Colts are also undefeated, so that could be interesting. 803-0550, the number two call. We go to the phones. Mike is up first. Mike, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, guys. I originally called in about I wanted the Baltimore Ravens to probably lose the game, but then I started thinking as you guys started talking, and it's been a fluky year ever since training camp started. With all these injuries that just pop up out of nowhere, is it a product of our strength and conditioning? Are we doing something different? Is it just bad luck? What is going on? Because I don't know that I've ever seen these many injuries to start the season. And God, you know, thank God they're not season-ending injuries. Mm-hmm. We can move some pieces around, but why do we continue to have these type of injuries? An ankle, a calf. It just seems odd to me.
Yeah, Mike, I think a lot of it comes down to it's purely luck.
It is entirely luck-based.
For years, the Bills were very good at just not having any injuries. And then, I mean, last year they had what seemed to be like a widespread pandemic of wrist injuries. A lot of it is based off of luck. A lot of it is also internally taking care of yourself. Sounds ridiculous, but like stretching and doing, you know, pre-workouts before your workout. It's little stuff like that.
And professionals typically know to do this.
Yeah. So a lot of it ends up being just luck. You see it all the time. A guy has never picked up an injury in college. 4 years. Started all four. Gets to the NFL's first 3 years, he has injuries.
Better yet, I've got a story of two Georgia running backs that have suffered ACL tears and became the best at their position for the time being. Like,
it happens all the
time. Nick Chubb tore both of his knees up, and he was one of the better backs until he had to finally go through another knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Gurley becomes a first-round pick. He had a devastating knee injury. When the Bills drafted Willis McGahee all those years ago, has anyone worried about his knee through the entirety of his career, be it in Buffalo or elsewhere?
No, yeah. He had an awful, awful, horrific knee injury in Miami.
And that's my point, is when you play a contact sport, injuries are just bound to happen. It's a question of when. Look at the Detroit Lions last year. I don't think we have a right to complain. Look at the San Francisco 49ers, seemingly every year. You want to talk about injuries? We've got no problems compared to them.
Yeah, I think more what I look at with like the new strength and conditioning department for the Bills, I actually am more positive on it, mainly just through one guy, Kincaid. They wanted him to get stronger. They wanted him to be more physical. He's been that.
But again, it's a contact sport. People are going to get hurt. And that is something that should be more than understandable. People are just going to get hurt. That's how contact sports work, unfortunately. It's barbaric to say it in such a point-blank term, but that is how it is. There is a reason that the entertainment dollar on them is up by this, because there is an injury risk. And they try to get these contracts locked up because there is an injury risk. It is luck. It's always going to be luck.
Even look at guys like Joe Burrow. Burrow's not taking injuries because he's taking all of these sacks. He's really not. It's more of the fluky ones. Even this one is his foot.
Last year, the wrist injury.
The wrist injury.
No, not last year, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's just throwing a football and
yeah, like,
it's kaput. He's done for the year.
He's taking all these sacks, but that's not where his injuries are coming from.
Matt Milano last year, he tackles a tackling dummy.
Yeah.
Tears his bicep.
It's a lot of it is luck. It's not really the strength and conditioning department. Look, could they play a part into it? Sure. And they could play a little bit of a part of keeping guys healthy, better, you know, taking care of yourself, more nutrition and what have you.
Human physiology grows and evolves. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that, like, what's the more common injury that we're seeing these days now? Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
You see the unfortunate play where they start to run and then you see, I'm not going to describe it. What the hell am I doing here? But you see the injury happen, and you just go, oh, no, that's that. That's an Achilles. You know right away. We've seen enough of them now that we can diagnose it without a medical degree.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
It's just, it's luck.
It's really what it is. It is fluky. It is lucky. Let's go back to the phones. Jerry is next up. Jerry, how we doing?
Do we really realize how cool Sunday is going to be? You have Bill Saints.
Yep.
Ravens, Chiefs, Cowboys, Packers, the last day of the baseball season. And if you've been following baseball, there are like eight races going on. And the Ryder Cup single matches.
Bill Saints is like well below that, too. That's the, yeah, it's the worst part.
It's so far down on the list. I love that, Jerry.
Like, we're
thank
watching
you.
It because it's Bills fans, but it's so far down the list.
I'm like, yeah.
Is good.
Jerry's got a great point. Like, there's a hell of a docket on Sunday.
Oh, man.
And then there's Bill Saints.
And then there's Bill Saints. Thankfully, with that, though, it's at 1. So we'll all start our day with that. Hopefully, it goes super well. Even if they just win by 14 and they don't cover the spread. I know that's how high the spread is. We can all relax, enjoy it. Hopefully, there's nothing too bad. You go on to 425. You're seeing Chiefs. And ultimately, for Chiefs Ravens, too, I think there is a genuine conversation of who do you want to win more. So it's not, we're not all rooting for definitively one result. We're kind of just hate watching. We want to see how bad both of them maybe could be. Or
go for the tie.
Go for the tie. You have the Ryder Cup going on during all of that. We'll see if Team USA is better than isn't that the whole thing with the Ryder Cup is that the Europeans are better? So, like, I'm rooting for the USA, but, like, isn't that the whole thing? Like, I'm a little worried for Sunday. And the baseball season.
As a Jays fan, I hate this.
I said it yesterday. As an Angels fan, almost always kind of step away from baseball for a little while and then come back towards the start of the playoffs or really the end of the regular season. And that's partially I root for a team that, you know, when they get 80 wins, it's a nice day. They're at like 70-something now. So I come back a little bit later. But, yeah, like to Jerry's point too, like the division races, you have the one going on in the AL East now where Toronto is only the second worst collapse we're seeing currently right now. And you have, you know, the Yankees – kind of really jumping forward. Boston, by the way, because of their wins against Toronto, are getting back into it. That's exciting. The Central is maybe the story in baseball right now, with Detroit having about a month ago, August 25th, a 12.5 game lead in the Central. They've lost it all to Cleveland. Cleveland beat them again last night and have now completely taken first place in the AL Central.
It's getting wild there.
I think as well, too, I think I did the math correctly on this. I think they've played 23 games so far in September. They've only lost 5 of them. Cleveland is on an absolute tear. And that's something to get excited about, too. Like, two of the last 3 World Series champions have more come from you got hot at the right time. Last year ended up being Dodgers-Yankees. 2 great teams, 2 great markets. Boom, they're in the World Series. But Texas and Washington was just more they got really hot at the right time. If you're a Guardians fan, you're looking at Cleveland going, this is our time. This is our time. They're not even that far out of first place in the AL. They probably won't get it just due to not enough games left. But they're on a hot streak. That's super exciting. That's a ball. And then, of course, if you're a Mets fan, tough game last night against the Cubs. I think it was in the second or the third. The Cubs scored 5 and really never looked back.
Hug your nearest Mets fan.
It's been a really, really good end of the baseball season. And Jerry's right to point out, Sunday should be a great sports day.
Sunday is a great sports day.
And on that, you get a nice little teaser, nice little appetizer as well for Saturday with the college football schedule. I know I brought up week 1 a lot. That was somewhat of a fail. Week 1 for college football was kind of ugly a little bit. The top 10 matchups were not that great. Ohio State, Texas was pretty much a bore, 14-7. Clemson, LSU. Clemson sucks, flat out.
Yeah, so they're just not good.
That ultimately didn't end up being any good. But looking at the top 25 matchup this week, you have LSU, Mississippi, Ole Miss. And if you've seen anything from this, Lane Kiffin's daughter's dating one of the LSU linebackers. That's going to be awesome. That's phenomenal. Lane Kiffin's even commented on it going, hey, it's fine. We're going to cover the spread. This is great.
We're going to cover the spread. This is great.
You have Oregon at Penn State.
Yes.
A night game at Happy Valley. Both teams have looked great. Dante Moore is one of the Heisman favorites at Oregon. He's their quarterback. That's number 6 versus number 3. I should mention LSU Mississippi. That's 4 versus 13. And then you also get Georgia-Bama. Georgia hosting Alabama at 7:30 as well. There's some really,
SC
really
Illinois.
Great games.
Purdue's not playing to make me sad.
There you go.
Here's, yeah. Your impossible fight is with the Angels. Mine's with Purdue football.
But the college schedule is a great setup for what should be a great sports Sunday. And even then, too, should mention the Ryder Cup Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you're also going to have that as well. Should be a great weekend for sports.
It is a fantastic weekend for sports, and it is going to be... Hey, you know what? And even if you are a hockey junkie, there's a Saturday Sabres preseason game for you.
That is right.
So sprinkle that in for your sports weekend as a whole.
And that'll be home versus Detroit.
Correct.
803-0550, the number to call. Pregame for tonight's game at Detroit will be at 6 p.m. with Schopen and the Bulldog. Derek will take over for your in-game action at 7. Both will be right here on WGR. It is radio only, although they might be playing Detroit's video broadcast over on MSG.
Like they did on Monday with Columbus.
Haven't mentioned it. We're hoping to touch base with Sal Capaccio at around 11. Talk about the Bills injury report. There was only four names there, but three players did not practice. Ed Oliver and Matt Milano, the continued representation of the did not practice. We'll get his thoughts on all of that. And, of course, still taking your calls for Sunday. Ravens, Chiefs, who do you want to win? Does it even kind of matter this early who goes to 1-3? Is it still too early to really look at potential playoff seedings? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Don't really care. It's a lot of fun. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. And this is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.